Judgment unspoken, the unseen Judge Cale Varne navigated the narrow streets of Nightforge's upperward, his footsteps echoing off the stone buildings. The city's evening curfew was hours away, yet a faint hum of tension lingered in the air. It wasn't the only thing that made him uneasy. The familiar weight of his silver-tipped daggers felt heavier than usual, as if the metal itself were restless. As he turned onto Queen Marcella's Way, the moon overhead cast an eerie glow on the cobblestones. Cale's gaze drifted toward the palace gates, where a pair of knights watched with an intensity that bordered on suspicion. His specialty was discretion. In this case, it would be prudent to avoid drawing attention. He veered left onto Shadowhaven Alley, seeking a quieter route. The alleys were narrow and poorly lit, but Cale moved with confidence born from experience. A faint scent of roasting meat wafted from the direction of the knight's bread stall. He'd stop for a small loaf after his meeting with Queen Lyrian. The sovereign's summons was unusual rare, in fact. This wasn't the first time she'd requested an audience outside official channels. Cale slipped into the palace through a service door, avoiding the main entrance where curiosity seekers and spies alike tended to congregate. He bypassed the usual route to the throne room and opted for the hidden staircase, one reserved for those trusted beyond the curator's scrutiny. The air grew thick with incense and the murmur of hushed conversations as he climbed. At the top, he was met by a lone figure, the sovereign herself. Her eyes, like two glints of starlight, studied him for what felt like an eternity. "Cale Varne," she said finally, her voice low and measured. "It's been some time since our last meeting."
"I serve your majesty," he replied, his response measured to match hers. The queen gestured toward the small sitting area behind her desk.
The fire crackling in the hearth cast shadows on the walls as Cale took a seat across from her. "I've heard rumors of your work." Her gaze didn't waver, nor did her voice betray any emotion. "In certain circles, it's whispered you walk into hearts that some find silence where you tread." Cale veiled for a moment before responding, the weight of his service pressing down on him like an unspoken promise.
"My work is done quietly, your majesty."
The use of magic had become almost instinctual in recent months. He'd found himself relying more heavily on it to ease the burden of judgment. The small cost was a faint memory loss. What did he forget, and when? It was a risk he balanced with each step. The queen nodded thoughtfully. "I've come to you, Cale Varne, with a matter that requires your particular skill. A balance needs correction, one I'm told is delicate. Perhaps even more so than you're accustomed to." She handed him a small, intricately carved box made of what looked like dark stone, an item he'd only seen in rare company and always associated with high stakes. "Inside this lies the heart of our problem. A matter of silence, loyalty, and judgment." The box felt cold to the touch, its surface etched with a pattern that seemed to shift as he turned it over in his hands. Darkstone was said to absorb and focus magic, a tool for those who wielded it with finesse. Cale's fingers brushed against the intricate carvings, sending a shiver down his spine, not from fear, but anticipation. He'd seen such patterns before, on objects used by those with power beyond their station. The box itself was almost familiar.
"I trust you understand what this entails?"
Queen Lyrian asked, her eyes never leaving his face. Her voice was steady, yet a hint of wariness crept into the corners of her mouth. Cale's gut told him this wasn't a decision made lightly. She'd weighed the costs and risks before summoning him. He opened the box, releasing a faint whisper of dry air. Inside lay a silver pendant on a delicate chain, its surface inscribed with a single word, Avis. Beneath it, an ornate key hung from a smaller loop attached to a leather cord. The items were exquisitely crafted, and the weight of the pendant felt substantial, not cheap or gaudy, but significant.
"This is unusual," he said, his mind racing with possibilities.
The queen nodded.
"Yes, it belongs to one of my advisors, Lord Ravenswood. His silence has been bought and paid for, but the debt comes due."
The weight of the pendant hung heavy in Cale's hand, a tangible connection to a puzzle he was still unraveling.
Lord Ravenswood's silence, you say?
He tried to keep his voice neutral, aware that emotions could be a luxury in this delicate balance.
What is it about his loyalty that warrants such significant measures? Queen Lyrian's expression turned guarded, her eyes narrowing ever so slightly as she leaned forward.
He's been loyal in name only, Kael Varn. His heart beats with ambition, and his silence has a price one I'm no longer certain he can afford.
Her voice dropped to a whisper, the words hanging between them like a challenge.
There are those who believe Lord Ravenswood seeks more than just power within these walls. Kael's gaze fell upon the silver pendant once more, the single word etched into its surface seeming to mock him with its simplicity.
Athos.
He recognized the name now. It was the sign of the Black Rose Order, a symbol of devotion and sacrifice he'd thought long buried. The memory of his brother's words echoed in his mind. The mark of Avis is not one to be worn lightly. He felt the weight of this revelation settling over him like a shroud.
In the silence that followed, Kael made a choice, weighing the cost against the promise he'd made so many years ago. He would need to tread carefully, navigating the web of allegiances and debts within the palace. With a deep breath, he steeled himself for what lay ahead, knowing that his own silence might be tested as never before. He rose from his seat, the movement almost fluid as he turned toward the door.
"I'll investigate," he said finally, his voice firm but measured. The queen's eyes locked onto his, a spark of gratitude burning in their depths, or was it wariness? He couldn't quite tell. As he left her chambers, Kael felt the weight of the pendant settling into his palm like a promise, one that would soon demand its due. The winding corridors of the palace seemed to narrow as he made his way back through them, his footsteps echoing off the stone walls. He navigated by instinct, memories of his years within these halls guiding him toward the servants' quarters where Lord Ravenswood was said to reside. Kael had walked this path before, but never with such a purpose. As he approached the small cottage nestled between two larger buildings, a faint scent wafted from within sandalwood and smoke, a familiar blend that spoke of comfort and warmth. It was a smell he'd associated with his own home, long lost to the flames that had consumed it all those years ago. A pang struck his chest, but Kael pushed on, steeling himself for what lay ahead. The door creaked open as he knocked softly, and Lord Ravenswood's eyes, red-rimmed from fatigue, met his. For an instant, they locked gazes, a silent understanding passing between them like a challenge or a promise Kael couldn't tell which. The flickering candles in the small cottage cast eerie shadows on Lord Ravenswood's face, making his eyes seem sunken, his skin pale.
"Kael Varn," he said finally, his voice husky from disuse.
The air inside was heavy with smoke and the scent of old books. Kael's gaze roved over the familiar space, taking in the stack of leather-bound tomes on the shelf behind Lord Ravenswood, their gold-embossed spines glinting in the firelight.
"Your Majesty sent you," Lord Ravenswood said, his tone neutral but laced with a hint of wariness.
Kael's grip on the pendant tightened instinctively, a reminder that this was about more than loyalty or duty. It was about debt.
"You've been keeping busy, I see."
Lord Ravenswood's eyes flicked to the pendant, and for an instant, Kael thought he saw a glimmer of recognition of something else entirely. Kael took a seat across from him, his movements economical as he set the box on the small table between them. The candles cast a golden glow over the intricate patterns etched into its surface, making it seem almost otherworldly.
He met Lord Ravenswood's gaze, trying to read the depths of his loyalty or lack thereof. "This belongs to you," Kael said finally, his voice firm but measured. "A token of your silence." Lord Ravenswood's eyes dropped, his fingers drumming a slow rhythm on the armrest as he leaned forward. The shadows on his face seemed to deepen, making him look older, wearier.
"The debt is due, I presume?" Kael nodded, the weight of his silence settling into the space between them like a challenge. Kael's eyes held Lord Ravenswood's, searching for any sign of deception, but the older man's gaze remained steady, his expression a mask of resignation.
"I've been remiss in my duties," he said finally, his voice barely above a whisper.
the price was agreed upon, and I've failed to uphold my end. The words hung in the air like a promise, one that Kale knew would be costly to break. He leaned forward, his elbows on his knees, as he studied Lord Ravenswood's face, trying to gauge the depth of his desperation. The older man's eyes seemed sunken, his skin pale and clammy, but there was something beneath the surface, a spark of defiance that Kale recognized all too well. He'd seen it in the mirror often enough.
"It's not just about you, is it?" Kale asked, his voice low and even.
Lord Ravenswood's gaze flickered, his eyes darting to the pendant before returning to meet Kale's.
"You're involved with someone else," he pressed on, a sense of unease growing in his chest.
The older man's silence was answer enough. Kale knew he'd stumbled upon something important. The air in the small cottage grew thick and heavy, weighed down by unspoken secrets and unresolved debts. Lord Ravenswood's fingers drummed a slow rhythm on the armrest, his eyes fixed on some point beyond Kale's shoulder.
"I'll tell you everything," he said finally, his voice dripping with reluctance. "But you have to promise me one thing." The weight of Lord Ravenswood's words hung in the air, a promise that seemed to vibrate with tension.
"What do I need to promise?" Kale asked, his voice steady, though his mind was racing with possibilities. He'd seen the desperation in the older man's eyes, and it sent a shiver down his spine. Lord Ravenswood's gaze snapped back to his eyes burning with an intensity that made Kale's skin prickle.
"You have to swear to protect her," he said, his voice low and urgent.
The name on his lips was like a whispered prayer, "Avalyn." Kale's grip on the pendant tightened, a sense of trepidation growing in his chest.
He knew that name, though he'd never spoken it aloud in years.
A memory stirred, a fragment of a conversation with his brother long buried. Avalyn, a girl from the north, her family bound to the Black Rose Order by ties of blood and oath. Kale's thoughts whirled back to the present as Lord Ravenswood's words cut through the haze. "You have to swear to protect her, Kale."
The demand was clear. Lord Ravenswood expected him to shield Avalyn from whatever danger threatened her, but at what cost?
The candles in the small cottage cast eerie shadows on the walls as Kale searched Lord Ravenswood's face for any sign of deception. He found none, only a deep-seated desperation that resonated with his own.
"Why?" he asked finally, his voice barely above a whisper.
The question hung between them like a challenge, but Lord Ravenswood's expression remained unyielding.
"I've seen things," he said, his words dripping with reluctance. "Things I shouldn't have seen. Avalyn is involved, Kale."
The older man's eyes seemed to bore into his very soul as he continued, "She's in deeper than you know, and it's only a matter of time before she becomes the focal point of everything." Kale's grip on the pendant tightened, a sense of foreboding spreading through him like ice.
He remembered Avalyn now, her bright smile, her laughter, her eyes that sparkled with a fierce light. "Avalyn," he whispered, the name feeling heavy on his lips.
Lord Ravenswood's face seemed to sag in relief, as if he'd expected Kale to understand.
"You have to swear it, Kale. You have to swear to protect her."
The older man's eyes locked onto his, burning with an intensity that made Kale feel like a promise was being extracted from him, bit by bit. He felt the weight of his words settling into place, a heavy obligation he knew would be difficult to shake. The air in the small cottage seemed to thicken, weighed down by unspoken promises and secrets. Lord Ravenswood's face relaxed, his eyes closing as if a burden had been lifted from his shoulders.
"Thank you," he whispered, his voice barely audible over the crackling of the fire.
Kale's grip on the pendant remained firm, his mind reeling with questions. What was Avalyn involved in?
And at what cost would he need to pay for her protection?
The shadows in the cottage seemed to deepen, like dark oases of uncertainty in a world where loyalty and silence were currencies that could be bought and sold.
Lord Ravenswood's eyes remained closed, his chest rising and falling in a slow, labored breath.
The fire crackled on, casting flickering shadows on the walls as Kale studied the older man's face, searching for any sign of deception or manipulation. But there was only a deep-seated relief,
etched into the lines of his face like a map of worn trails. "I've seen things," Lord Ravenswood said again, his voice barely above a whisper. "Avalyn is involved with people who shouldn't be trusted."
He hesitated, his eyes fluttering open as he met Kale's gaze. The older man's pupils seemed sunken, his irises like dark pools in the dim light.
"You know what it means to be bound by debt," Lord Ravenswood continued, his voice dripping with a bitter taste. "But Avalyn, she's not just bound, Kale. She's entangled. And I fear for her safety."
Kale's grip on the pendant tightened as he leaned forward, his mind racing with questions.
Who were these people? What had they asked of Avalyn, and what was she willing to give in return?
He recalled Lord Ravenswood's words, "She's involved in more than you know." Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as the implication settled into place. Avalyn, that bright spark of light, had been drawn into something darker, something that threatened to consume her. The thought sent a cold dread creeping through him.
The room seemed to darken as if the shadows were closing in around them. Kale's eyes met Lord Ravenswood's, searching for any hint of what lay ahead.
But the older man's gaze was resolute, his eyes burning with a fierce determination.
"You must swear it," he repeated, his voice growing stronger, more urgent.
"Swear to protect her, Kale. She needs you." The words hung in the air like a challenge, one that Kale felt compelled to answer. Kale's thoughts whirled back to his brother, Ira, and the conversations they'd shared about the Black Rose Order.
Avalyn's family had been bound by oath and blood. It was said their loyalty was absolute, their service unwavering. But what did that mean for Avalyn now? Was she still bound to the Order, or had she cut free, choosing her own path in a world of darkness and shadow?
The questions swirled through his mind like a maelstrom as he met Lord Ravenswood's gaze once more. The older man's eyes seemed to bore into his very soul, searching for any sign of hesitation. Kale felt the weight of his words settling into place, like a promise forged in fire and iron. He knew what it meant to swear to protect someone, the risks, the costs, the consequences. But he also knew that he couldn't turn away from this, not now. Not when Avalyn's life hung in the balance.
"I swear," he said finally, his voice firm, his heart heavy with the weight of what was to come. The words felt like a weight on his chest, crushing him beneath their pressure.
Kale's gaze dropped to the pendant still clutched in his hand, its familiar curves a reminder of the oath he'd sworn to Ira, to protect and serve the Black Rose Order without question.
But this was different. This was personal, a promise made to a man who seemed to be crumbling before his eyes.
Lord Ravenswood's face sagged, his shoulders slumping in a slow, defeated motion as if the weight of Kale's oath had finally settled upon him. The older man's hands, still clasped together in his lap, began to tremble, and for a moment Kale thought he saw tears well up in his eyes before they dropped away, leaving behind only a dull, gray sheen.
"Thank you," Lord Ravenswood whispered again, his voice barely audible over the crackling of the fire.
Kale's thoughts were already racing ahead, charting a course through the treacherous landscape of Avalyn's entanglements.
Who had she gotten involved with? And what did they want from her?
He recalled the stories of Ira, of how the Order was bound to the Black Rose by ties of blood and oath. It was said that their loyalty was absolute, their service unwavering. But Avalyn seemed different, a spark of light in a world gone dark.
Lord Ravenswood's words cut through his reverie. "You need to be careful, Kale. The ones she's involved with, they won't hesitate to use her."
The older man's eyes snapped up to meet his, burning with an intensity that made Kale feel like he was drowning in their depths.
"They'll hurt her, Kale. They'll break her."
The words hung in the air like a challenge, one that Kale knew he couldn't ignore. As if sensing the darkness gathering around them, Lord Ravenswood's hands closed over the armrests of his chair, gripping them as if they were lifelines. His face was set in a determined expression, but Kale saw something else there too, a deep-seated fear that clawed at his heart like a living thing. The older man's eyes locked onto his, burning with a fierce light.
"You must find her, Kale. Before it's too late."
Tail's grip on the pendant tightened as he rose from his chair, the wooden floor creaking beneath his feet. He towered over Lord Ravenswood, his eyes fixed on the older man's resolute face.
"I'll find her," he said, his voice firm. "But first, you have to tell me what I need to know."
Lord Ravenswood's gaze flickered, a moment of hesitation dancing in his eyes before he nodded, as if steeling himself for something.
"Avalyn's been seen at the Silver Stag Inn," he said, his words tumbling out in a rush.
"She's met with someone who shouldn't be trusted." The older man's hands were clenched into fists now, the knuckles white as he spoke.
"I've tried to reach her, but she won't answer my messages.
I fear she's in too deep." Kale felt a cold dread creeping up his spine as Lord Ravenswood continued, his words painting a picture of Avalyn's entanglements.
"There are whispers of a secret organization, one that's been pulling strings in the city for years. They call themselves the Umbra Collective."
The name sent a shiver down Kale's spine. He'd heard rumors of the Umbra Collective, a shadowy group thought to be pulling the strings from behind the scenes.
Lord Ravenswood's eyes were burning with a fierce intensity as he spoke, his voice barely above a whisper. "They're the ones she's involved with, Kale. They've promised her promises that seem too good to be true."
The older man's face twisted in a grimace, as if the very thought of Avalyn's entanglement was eating away at him from the inside out. Kale's mind reeled as he pieced together what Lord Ravenswood had told him.
Avalyn, involved with the Umbra Collective, it seemed too absurd to be true. Yet, he recalled her words, "I'm not bound by oath or blood."
And now she was entangled in something far darker than he could have ever imagined.
He felt a surge of anger and protectiveness swell within him, his hand instinctively reaching for the dagger at his side.